May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Imagine, if you would, waiting your whole life for something. Waiting for something great, something that was promised to come true. You were given some clues, but there was one clue. There was something that was missing. But you still kept looking. God had a conversation with Simeon at one point and said, "You will not die until you see the Lord's Messiah. You will not die until all that I have promised comes true." So he waited. He waited, he looked. But there was one thing that he did know, that chances are it was going to happen at the temple. In the psalm, we hear talk about the presence of God. And it was believed by the Jewish people that God dwelt in the temple, that this was the home of God Himself. So chances are, if you were going to witness the Messiah, if you were going to see God Himself come into this world, it would be there at God's house. So he believed, and he was faithful. And he kept going back, just as Anna was there day in and day out, waiting, waiting for the promise of God. Now, the reality is, we at this juncture know the whole story, or at least a good bit more than they knew. We know that, in fact, Jesus did come. We know that God fulfilled His promise in sending His Son into the world, His Son who was born like we are born and lived like we live, and who cared and loved for us so much that He was willing to give His life, and that He was willing to give His life but ultimately overcome death so that we too might have life and have it abundantly. But here in this morning's gospel, we hear that Simeon and Anna were waiting. They were waiting with expectation. They were waiting with open eyes and open hearts to receive what God had promised. And they did. Mary and Joseph, in fulfilling the law, walk into the temple. And Simeon looks, and he sees, and he knows that all that God has promised has come true. Imagine how that must feel. Waiting one's whole life, and then seeing and knowing. Week after week, we gather here in God's house, knowing full well that the presence of God is not limited to this place, but permeates all of creation. Day after day, we are in the presence of God, waiting, waiting to fully understand and know that what God has promised is, in fact, true. At least for me, I get glimpses now and then. I look into the congregation and I see faces that know far more than I do. I experience people's lives who are fully convinced and know that the love of God is real. And there is no doubt, there is no uncertainty. Like Simeon, they have seen and they know that God's love is there for them. We too wait. We wait for Jesus to come again. We wait for full understanding. We wait for perfect faith. We wait for God to come into our lives in some real and tangible way. There's nothing wrong with waiting. There's nothing wrong with hoping for something better. Because ultimately, we know that God's promise is true. We get glimpses of it as we gather together. We get glimpses of it as we look into the eyes of someone that we love. We get glimpses of it as we reach out our hands and receive bread and open our mouths and sip wine. Simeon persevered. He was there waiting. But his heart was open to God's reality, to God's presence. Today, we gather in the presence of God. And today, when we leave this place, we are still in the presence of God. And as we wait, we open our eyes. And we open our hearts and we open our minds to the reality of God's presence with us. So that ultimately, we can join with Simeon in the hymn that is rung throughout the course of history. Lord God, you now have set your servants free to go in peace, because we know and we have seen that you are with us. Amen.